I spent
Joseph
Pasek
of barnburner.ca, our daily podcast entitled Fired Up, and welcome to another edition of NFL Blitz. With me is the Hall of Famer, Steve Carney of WDAE in Tampa Bay, Florida. Will the Tampa Bay Buccaneers ever win again? I don't know. Maybe I'll ask Steve. And Rory Mitchell of the Mitchell Report Unleashed. Rudy Reyes is taking a coffee break, Starbucks, anyways. So let's get to it. Can you believe it? It's week 13 in the National Football League. We'll first start off with my team and then losing to the New England Patriots, 23-3. But let's look at, I'm going to say about NBC. They credit Rob Gronkowski from Buffalo. They credit him like crazy, but they don't say what a cheap shot he took. He should be suspended. He should be thrown out of the league. If this was CFL, he'll never play again in football. Steve Carney, what do you think of that hit that he did to the rookie?
No, he's definitely going to get suspended next week, Joe. There's no doubt in my mind. I know that he was complaining about the defensive back grabbing him while the pass was in the air and even before the pass was thrown. And he has a legitimate gripe about that. But you cannot, and I will say it again, you cannot just launch yourself at a guy's back while he's on the ground, face down. He basically put his face mask into the turf at New Era Field. They don't have natural grass in Buffalo. That's synthetic turf with concrete underneath it. I certainly think that Gronkowski, if he doesn't get suspended for a game, he better get suspended for two, because that is the cheapest of cheap shots. And Patriots fans, I know, are going to be like, well, he's just Gronk. That's Gronk being Gronk. I don't care. That's awful. That is completely the most unsportsmanlike thing you could do in the NFL. And my God, if I was Roger Goodell, I'd be bringing the hammer down on him.
Well, there's one other unsportsman thing we could do. We're going to touch on that next. But Rory, your thoughts on the overall game and specifically Rob Gronkowski?
Well, my thoughts about Gronk, let's be honest here. He basically learned that move from Mojo Rawley from WWE. That's on SmackDown. Corny move there for him to do. But what else can you do? It's not WWE Gronk Spike. New England, 23-3 against Buffalo? I'm sorry. Name a game where Tom Brady doesn't throw no TDs and you walk out with a blowout win. I'll wait. At the end of the day, Buffalo's time has come. RIP to their season.
All right, I'm cutting you off. I don't want to hear no more about negative Buffalo talk here. Peterman starting maybe because Taylor's knee is injured. But let's talk about the Meadowlands. The New York Jets against the Kansas City Chiefs. Jets defeating the Chiefs 38-31. But let's talk about, hey, Rory, behind me that tissue. I'm going to throw it at you. Who takes a flag and throws it up in the crowd? And then the best is the crowd. The people who caught the flag, they're taking selfies all over them, all over the people around, taking selfies with a flag. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah. You know, it wasn't that long ago, only about 4 weeks ago, that we were talking about, could Kansas City be the best team in the NFL? Well, I think these last 4 weeks have shown you that answer is likely no, not even close. They lose 38-31 today to the New York Jets. Alex Smith has one of the most unbelievable days, though, as a quarterback. He becomes the first player in the Super Bowl era to throw a 70-yard pass and have a 70-yard run in the same game. That's an incredible stat for me. But you know, they still lost to the New York Jets, a team that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat, and I'm sure we'll get to the Bucs here in just a couple of minutes. But come on, Andy Reid's talking about giving up play calling. He was talking about giving up the play calling. They may be trying to find a gravestone for him.
We'll talk about the AFC West in just a few seconds. But Rory, what did you think of that Jet victory?
Hey, the only thing I got to say about the Jets winning this game is, we need to start paying attention to Robbie Anderson, second-year player out of Temple, right? He's doing nothing but balling right now. And I also did call the Jets to win this game at the same time on the the
hold on. You say ballin'. You're part of the ballin' at the basketball show. Maybe you should invite Steve on it. Anyways, let's get to the next game. On paper, this was supposed to be a good game, and it's supposed to be, no pun intended, a barn burner with points galore, but you had Minnesota going into Atlanta and defeating the Falcons 14-9. Steve.
Yeah, it's when you get a couple of teams that are supposed to be good, sometimes you end up with one of these defensive grinds. How about the fact that Case Keenum has now basically gotten to 10 wins this year with the Minnesota Vikings? And I got to be honest with you, if this keeps going and Minnesota finishes 13-3 or 14-2, you're going to hear Case Keenum's name mentioned in MVP talk.
Thank you.
And that, if you had said that at the beginning of the season, I'd have called you crazy, even though Case Keenum has a knack of beating up, well, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Thank you, Steve Carney, for saying that. Thank you for saying Case Keenum's name is the MVP candidate. Thank you.
All right. You're going to thank him enough already? Come on. Anything else you want to add except thank you?
Yeah, I want to add that the Minnesota Vikings are for real team in the NFC. They're better than that Philadelphia Eagles team, no pun intended. And at the same time, look at what they did to the Falcons. They got mollywopped. They couldn't do anything. Matt Ryan, really? Matty Ice? He looked like ice cubes out there on the field.
All right, Steve, you want to rebuttal that?
Well, I think that it's not so much the Minnesota offense. But how about that defense? I watched Julio Jones last week go 11 for 252 yards and two touchdowns. And basically, they held him down like he was a high school player today. That was – their defense is way underrated, maybe the best defense in the NFL today.
All right, next game, Baltimore doing the number on Detroit. Like, Detroit, some weeks they come off like one of the best teams – and then some weeks, they deserve to be in the CFL. Baltimore, they started them 44-20. Rory, let's start off with you.
I know the budget boss, Joe Francis, said the Ravens are about to pile on some wins. This is a dominating statement win, I think, in AFC North. And this team is in the wild card, and let's be careful because they look like they've got an edge on them. They're coming. They're coming for these guys.
Steve, any thoughts?
You know, I think that the Ravens are so Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, it's not funny. It seems like one week Joe Flacco is taking on the world and being able to beat the world with one hand tied behind his back. And the next week he looks like he has never seen a football before in his life. The bad part is that the Detroit Lions are the exact same way. You have guys like Matt Stafford and his enormous contract out there busting up his hand, and who knows if he's going to be able to play next week. I'm crossing my fingers saying I hope he doesn't, because, oh, yeah, that's right, the Lions come to Tampa Bay to take on the Buccaneers, so I'm being very selfish in that account. But you have a guy like Marvin Jones, who's a great route runner, and sometimes he looks lost out there. You have Ziggy Ansah on defense, who some days it looks like he's going to have 8 or 10 or 12 sacks, and other days he doesn't even know what side of the field he lines up on. Detroit is just as crazy, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, as the Ravens are, and it's not a surprise that this one is all bad.
All right, so I'm going to give you, there's a 40-second clock here for the next game, because it deserves only 40 seconds. San Fran, Chicago, San Fran eking out a victory, 15-14. The highlight for me, and Steve, you can appreciate, well, Rory too, guess who walked out and carried Chicago out to the field? Guess. Summer Rae, formerly of the WWE, walked out Chicago to the field. Chicago never looked hotter. That was the highlight of this game for me. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, my highlight is the fact that I started Jordan Howard in DraftKings today, like a dummy, and got mowed up on in every single league that I had Jordan Howard in. So I want to say thanks a lot, Jordan Howard. I'm never starting you again.
All right, Rory.
Jimmy Garoppolo started. They got the win. That's all you have to say.
That's it? All right.
That's it. Jimmy Garoppolo.
I thought you were going to give. I'll give this 40 seconds to Steve. Green Bay, Tampa Bay, Green Bay 26-20 in overtime. Steve, Tampa Bay is one of, well, the team you cover, pre- and post-game show host. So go ahead.
Yeah, this is just an absolutely brutal game for me to have to watch because I don't know what it is about the Buccaneers' defense, but when that sound marker goes to three, they disappear. I think they must play in the NFL and that defense on third downs in the NFL because their third down defense may be the worst I have ever seen in 40 years on this earth and 20 years of covering the NFL. It is just absolutely brutal how they act on third down.
All right. I'm not even going to ask you your thought unless you have a thought, Rory, or you want to go to the next game.
The only thought that I have to say is that Aaron Rodgers is supposed to come back in week 15. We'll see what happens if they can run the table and get put out in the playoffs.
Jacksonville 30, Indianapolis 10, Rory.
Really have to cover this game? Jacksonville's for real. They're 8-4.
All right, you want to pass? Okay, Steve, he's passing like Rudy Reyes. Go ahead. Any thoughts? Do you want to pass also?
No, I'm not going to pass, but I will say that Doug Marone's plan at the beginning of this year, they asked him, what was the second out of play? What was the way to I put zero pass from play. But the other thing and the pass.
Well, it's like Steve. I gotta admit, it's like you passed because we can barely hear you here. So I don't know if we have a bad connection or not. But let's get to a passing game: Miami 38, Denver 9. Steve, you want to touch on this one?
Yeah, I'd love to touch on this.
There it is. Better. That's better. That's better.
If I get my microphone to work, so. Yeah.
Blame it on your wife, put it that way. Blame her anytime you have microphone problems, blame it on your wife.
I'm blaming it on my wife. Emily, it's your fault. Which game are we talking about?
Miami, Denver, go ahead.
Miami.
You know what? Rudy Reyes, I'm going to pass on this.
All right. See if you could fix your microphone. Maybe talk to your wife about it. Rory, go ahead.
Okay, so this is a trick one. I played fantasy, and I didn't start the Broncos defense. And the Broncos put up 17 and 19 points, but then they lose 35-9. How does that happen? How does that happen? I don't understand. That's my gripe right now.
All right.
But I might have just lost my league.
Tennessee, big victory over Houston, 24-13. We'll first start off with Rory. Go ahead.
What was the game there, Joe? Sorry.
What is wrong with you guys? Tennessee, Houston, 24-13, Tennessee.
Well, Tennessee Titans, who we thought they were. And guess what? Houston didn't lead and let them off the hook. Tennessee
here we go. This guy is a creep. Steve, is your microphone working?
It certainly seems that way. So,
okay, go ahead.
I look at it this way. Tom Savage is who we thought he was, too. You see just how important Deshaun Watson is to that offense and to that team in particular. Whether it's Tom Savage, Matt McGloin, T.J. Yates, Ross Perot, George W. Bush, it doesn't matter who's quarterbacking the Houston Texans if it's not Deshaun Watson. I feel bad for DeAndre Hopkins because this was supposed to be a big year for him, and without Watson, he is it's going to be a disappointment.
LA Chargers 19, Cleveland Browns 10, and let's spoil this here also. Oakland beating the Giants also, and in the AFC West, Kansas City 6-6, the Chargers 6-6, Oakland 6-6. Steve, who's your choice of coming out and capturing the division? And are all three going to the playoffs?
Yeah, does one of these teams deserve to go to the playoffs? To be honest, I think that all three of them stink. Not nearly as bad as Denver, but I think all three of them stink. And to me, as long as Alex Smith is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, I'll take the Chiefs right now.
All right. Romy, go ahead. Same question.
To be honest, I'm going to tell you guys right now, the San Diego Wolves.
To be honest, what if I don't want you to be honest?
Hold on. To be honest, the Los Angeles Chargers are about to run the table. I picked them last week. I said this. This team is going to run the table. They're going to get into the playoffs, and they're going to make some critical noise. Don't sleep on this Los Angeles Chargers team, people. They're coming. Phillip Rivers? As unorthodox as he is.
All right, you're going with the Chargers. All right,
you know,
enough of you. Enough. The Rams.
Yeah, but you know who isn't coming for the Chargers? The fans. They're going to play in front of an empty stadium.
That's right. See? This is why the guy's the Hall of Famer. Maybe he should be on the Blitz more. Anyways, the Rams doubling up on Arizona 32-16. Rory, you start.
I love how you say they double-dutched on them, or they doubled up on them. They actually played hopscotch with this team. Hey, the Rams, who they thought they were.
What's the difference between hopscotch and double-duck?
Hey,
and by the way, when you go to Tim Hortons or Starbucks, don't you get a double-double?
Small double-double. Starbucks, I sometimes drink green tea or a caramel.
We're talking about, you know what, I'm going to pass on your thoughts on this one. Steve, give me your thoughts.
Well, I just think that the Los Angeles Rams have been an absolute shock this year. I don't think anybody thought that Jared Goff was going to go from whatever he was in the Jeff Fisher era, and that Sean McVay, the quarterback whisperer, was going to be able to get this type of performance out of him and that offense. On the other side, the Arizona Cardinals without Carson Palmer are absolutely horrendous. And even with Adrian Peterson there, that is just an absolute tire fire. And there's no doubt that I would think that even San Francisco could give Arizona a game now.
All right. Final game that we're going to look at. It's New Orleans beating Carolina 31-21. Steve, your thoughts?
Yeah, this was a fantastic contest. This is one I was really looking forward to. Basically, from the time that I started my pregame show at 10:30 Sunday morning, I was looking forward to 4:25 because I wanted to see this game so badly. Alvin Kamara is just incredible. I don't know if anybody knew who Alvin Kamara was at the beginning of this year. I certainly didn't. And every now and then, I would just look up and go, "Oh, there he goes again." It's ridiculous. And Mark Ingram, that two-headed monster running the football behind Drew Brees. You believe that, you know, Drew Brees, the New Orleans Saints won a game earlier this year, and Drew Brees didn't throw a touchdown pass, and everybody was shocked. And now it's getting to the point where Drew Brees just has to turn around and hand the ball off. That running game is so good in New Orleans.
Rory?
I said, whoever wins this game, will win the division. I picked wrong. Saints won the game. They're about to win that division. The NFC is going to be real interesting come playoff time.
Now, let's look ahead to week 14 here. First game, I don't know what you're going to say about the Thursday night games, because this Thursday night, December 7th, it looks like it could be a good matchup. New Orleans going to Atlanta. Atlanta's got to recover, and you know, New Orleans on the road, even though this year they've been playing well, I think the Falcons could come up big here. Steve, what are your thoughts?
You know, it's funny because I look at road teams on Thursday nights, and you can almost automatically, at least in my mind, put a -7 on them, that if they really want to win that game, that they normally will have to win by at least two touchdowns. You know, at least they're going to have to work that hard to pull out a win. This year, I'm not quite so I guess you could say, so convinced about that. And I think that New Orleans has a great chance to go to Atlanta. You know, the Buccaneers were able to come back last week in it at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome and make it a game, even though they ended up losing 34-20. That place does not have the same mystique as the Georgia Dome. So I think that the Saints shouldn't have that big of an issue coming out of Atlanta with a win.
Gorey?
Hey, the Falcons got a winner. They're going home. I think it's over for them. I think Saints make a statement win, and they improve to 10-3.
All right, final thought. Today, they tried to implode the Silver Dome, home of WrestleMania 33, but Andre the Giant stopped it. Now, what did you think? Like, when 2 weeks ago, they imploded the Georgia Dome, and you know, we couldn't see it. There was a bus in front of it. Now, they try to implode the Pontiac Silver Dome, and it doesn't go down. I don't know. Detroit may have, Joey Kosher and Bob Probert there or whatever. Why do you think it did not go down, Steve?
It hulked up, brother. that place didn't fall when Hulk Hogan slammed Andre the Giant in WrestleMania 3, and it was not going down tonight, dude.
All right. Rory, your thoughts?
I don't really have any thoughts, to be honest.
Whatever. Thanks for coming to this party, Rory, here. Now, Rory, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Joe, I'm just here so I don't get fined. They can find me on Twitter, RoryEGM.
So you don't get fined. Rory, Steve, can you find this guy?
You know what? I can't find him, but I might be able to fire him like the Giants look like they're about to do to Ben McAdoo. You can follow me on Twitter at Steve Carty and listen to me on 620 WDAE weekdays from 3 to 6 with my friend Steve Dubig. And if you're not in the Tampa Bay market, you can always listen live and on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
And, Rory, I'll give you the closing comments. You said before we start this, you're going to have some hot takes, okay? Go ahead. Give me a hot take.
I already kind of gave it already. I gave it away. I already was doing it at the beginning of the show.
You gave it away. Yeah. You know what his hot take was, Steve? All right. You guys better listen to the MMA Ground and Pound show for an exclusive hot take. I'm already hearing from George St. Pierre's lawyers. Exclusive hot take from Rory Mitchell. Check out the MMA Ground and Pound show. And thanks a lot for listening to The Blitz with Steve Carney of WDE Radio in Tampa Bay, Florida. Rory Mitchell Report Unleashed. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
You got it, Jeff.